Yeah, I remember you met, you know, Bob Dickerman.
Sure do. I knew Bob a long time.
Yeah.
He's retired to New Mexico now.
Well, he was a graduate student when I was.
He is.
He saw a 13-line ground squirrel had been killed by a car out west of here. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know, Indiana or somewhere.
Yeah, yes.
I remember. But he came back a few minutes later and was being copulated with by mail.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. There's a technical name for that.
So tell us.
No, I know. Yes, try to explain for that kind of behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't remember what it is. But he wrote a note.
Mm-hmm.
He submitted it to the Journal of Mammalogy, and the editor was this guy in Kansas, E. Mayman Hall.
Oh, sure.
And Hamilton didn't get along very well at all.
Interesting.
Hamilton looked at the paper, he wrote it, and said, it's fine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said in the note, that he called it Davidian behavior. That's what he called it.
Okay.
And
Davidian.
Davidian. After David.
Mm-hmm.
Davidian behavior. And it's from a limerick. Mm-hmm. It was an old hermit named Dave. Kept a dead horse in his cave.
Oh.
But they didn't say that in the note.
That's
Davidian behavior.
Yeah.
Paul didn't know anything. But he didn't know anything about behavior. He said that's right. What technical term they use for that. It is now.
He had a
leap and stroke. Blame Hamilton for it.
Davidian behavior in 13-line ground.
Yeah. It'd
be necro something, but I don't know.
Necrophilia.
Necrocopulation.
Necrophilia, I think it is.
Might be necrophilia.
They call it Davidian behavior. Now it's the way it is. And Paul blamed Hamilton. Hamilton thought it was funny,
Absolutely.
He told Hamilton, told Nickerman he was enormous. He was editor of Journal of Mammalogy. From now on, he would never publish another paper of mammalogy in his journal.
Mm.
He should be ashamed of himself and all that kind of stuff. He's a stuffy old bastard, it must be, huh? One of my graduate students, Penny Second. Remember Penny?
I know them by their work, Bob and Penny.
I talked to them occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
But there was somebody who was working on a glossary of ethological terms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
wow.
And it was to be for computers, so it's all on cards, You go through all the literature and dig out all the terms and use some of them obvious and then some aren't, and we've got to go through the literature. Yeah. And so she said she'd do it. That's a lot of work, Penny. Well, that's right, she's good at that. So, all right. So she's gone through all this. I said, have you got to the D's yet? She said, no, I'm on the C's. When you get to the D's, don't forget Davidian behavior. What's that? And I told a story. So I couldn't do that. She's very proper, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do that. I thought, come on, such a card and a damn business file, I just got to explain the derivation of these expressions and who the author was and why it was called that and all that,
History.
Yeah, history as well as definitions and so on. No, she couldn't do it. She sent a whole lot back to us before I got it. Somebody else must have done it. I never saw it. I don't thought you'd be like that. It would surprise me.
Yeah.
Bob would have been a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I would have been no count less than that. What the hell? It's in the literature now, That's it. Yeah, I don't care whether you and him are all like it or not.
It's a little known facts of animal behavior.
Yeah, it was a note published, really published, especially published.